Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Marette Brown Clark. Marette, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, just doing good.
Good.
Marette, you've got a new song, and it's off to a great start. Is this another break of day?
I hope so.
Okay.
You know, I've been fortunate. This is the fourth CD that we're working on, and so this is the first single from off of the CD. And I've been fortunate that all of the singles that we pushed to the radio literally have been embraced by radio and by the public. So if you're asking me if this is another song that I hope that all the radio announcers and that God's people embrace, then absolutely yes. I'll say yes. I hope it is another Breaking It Day. I hope it is another I Just Want to Praise You. I hope it is another One God and another It Ain't Over.
Now, when you got a stellar four break of day, do you think things happen real fast for you?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No, in fact, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about slow and steady winning the race. As a matter of fact, when I won the Stella Award that day, I was without a record label and without anybody even pushing my ministry so far as, you know, the CD side, as they say. So I really won that on the strength of God being God, and then just watching this man move. I've been doing this for 20 years now, and, you know, most of the time people who've been doing this for 20 years have had, you know, 15 or 20 CDs, but this is my fourth CD. So, no, nothing about my ministry is quick, but I've learned to take my hands off of God's timing and let him do what he does.
The song One God, did that surprise you how radio and how folks embraced that song?
It did. You know, it was the last song that was added for the recording. And so you never know. I know what songs I like and I know what songs I love, but, you know, a lot of things have to happen. God has to lay his hand on it. The production has to be right. The song has to be written right. It has to be performed right. So a lot of things have to come together really to make a song that resonates with the body of Christ. And so pleasantly pleased that song did above and beyond my expectations.
While we're talking about some songs, It Ain't Over, a very powerful song. Talk about that, would you?
Again, a wonderful songwriter, his name is Anthony Brown, brought that to me during the last days of the recording, and said, I wrote a song for you, I wanted you to record, and I was like, all right, let me hear it. He started singing it to me a cappella in the car. We were on our way to another rehearsal. And once he got done with the first chorus, I was like, okay, I'm going to record it. And again, you know, if anybody has the CD, they'll know that that is one of the last songs on the CD. So I don't even know if we were expecting it to do what it did or what it is currently doing. But it's one of those songs that kind of sneaks up on you. We've heard it before. People have recorded it before. The saying, it's not over, or it ain't over until God says it's over. But something about this time, the way that it was recorded this time, really resonated with the masses. So I'm just really grateful for that.
The Dream, was that the biggest project for Marette Brown Clark?
I would like to say that I don't know if it was the biggest project. I think all of them have done what I believe the Lord wanted them to do. The first CD, of course, was the introduction to the world. And so being on Verity Records and being able to have a great big old introduction, and like you said, the One Estella Award was wonderful. To have the second project follow behind that, and then to have The Dream, which literally was not a surprise, but I feel like The Dream, it's successful. Success, I think, to me, was that it was able to capture all of me, all the parts of me, the praise and worship part of me, the jazzy part of me, the thoughtful part of me, the fun side of me. So I feel like it's been the most successful project to date for me, just because it was able to bring all the parts of me to the public.
another song on that project that I really love, Sovereign God.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us about Sovereign God.
Another song written by Anthony Brown. And actually, Anthony wrote this new single, too, I Hear the Sound of Victory. So he's a phenomenal songwriter that the Lord has allowed me to mentor and to I help him and he helps me. And it's just been a wonderful forging of ministry. I'm actually on my way now to go sing at his father's church later on after I get done talking to you. So it's just a wonderful young man who has really has the hand of God in his hand and on his writing.
I Hear the Sound of Victory. Mm-hmm. That is a great song. I think it's off to a great start.
Yes.
Tell us about, it seems like one of those happy songs. Were you really happy? What kind of state were you in when you did that song?
Well, I always try to, what I say, in everything, give thanks. I try to find joy in everything. Now, when we recorded it, I was stressed out because anybody that's ever recorded something live and kind of have to orchestrate and get everything together is a very stressful time. But when I tell you, after we got done with that song, whatever stress I had or my singers or musicians or producers or record company had, it went out the door because a praise broke out in that place. And I turned around and half my singers were shouting and the band, it broke out into praise. The congregation, it broke into praise. So it really just, it does what it says you're supposed to do. The harder things get, that's the time that we need to praise God harder. The more intense things get, we need to turn the intensity of our praise up. And the louder the enemy is allowed to be in our ears, the louder we have to combat his no with the yes, Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I praise you. Because that's where our victory is. Our victory is in our praise, and it's definitely on the way.
How did you meet Richard Smallwood, and how has he influenced Maurette Brown Clark?
I met Richard Smallwood, oh, gosh, Lord Jesus, about 18 years ago. Started out a fan, of course, like all of us. And then I started singing in a group where the musician, the young man that started the group, actually played at Richard Smallwood's church. So occasionally the group would sing there, and Richard would be in the audience. And so you must know how nerve-wracking that must have been to a 20-something-year-old. But it really was a blessing to just be in his presence. And from there, he heard me sing. I tried not to be a stalker when I realized he was right there in D.C. And just he had a dream, put the choir together, and the Lord had it be that I was in the dream. I'd never worked with him before. Other people in the choir had sung with him before or been in like church choirs with him or even were original Richard Smallwood singers. But myself, he just heard me sing in this group and around the city, and the Lord dropped it in his heart to have me be in the choir. And that's been about 16 years ago now, and I've really, really been the better for it. He's the most humble, business-minded, ministry-minded, wonderful artist that you ever want to be around, and it's an honor to be still attached to his ministry. He has another project coming out soon in the coming months, so I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, continuing to do for him.